Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We'll be dealing with a very, very intriguing, interesting, challenging, biblical issue today. The coming war with Russia. The coming war with Russia. Perhaps you say, I don't believe that. Perhaps you say, why is that so relevant? Perhaps you might ask the question, do you find that in the scripture? Perhaps you say, why would Russia go to war with America? As you look at Ezekiel 38:39, it's God, it is God himself that brings it about to vindicate his name and to protect the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, today while we are all riveted to the colossal fuel prices and baby formula shortage and the extreme high prices and the food, clothing, and housing, high prices and shortages, we're missing the most important issue, I believe. The Biden administration continues to appease Iran, offer up phony threats to Russia and Putin, and yet we're pouring out hundreds of trillions of dollars to go into Ukraine. All of this ties together, ladies and gentlemen, with what we find in the prophetic text and the eschatological words in the Word of God. Ezekiel 38:39 is the text. We'll be talking about that and bringing about some very, very clear illustrations and articles in relationship to that that will validate for us exactly what is taking place in the world and what God is going to be doing in the very near future in relationship to the coming war with Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the Bible. I call it the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, the only freedom that we have is in Christ Jesus, knowing him as Lord and Savior, in and through his word to provide for us the wisdom that only God can give. In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further, he makes a declarative statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that ought to grasp and get and gain and take our attention, ladies and gentlemen, not what the world is saying and thinking and doing. As we face the issues, we do not do so based on denominational dogma or some political ideological bent or based on some philosophical rhetoric, but based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book, the truth of the Word of God. George Orwell, the secularist, had said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be very, very true today, ladies and gentlemen. We find that the truth is disdained, disliked, dissed, as the world calls it, and totally rejected. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we get back to truth in our nation and around the globe. It's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen, to find the truth outside the Word of God. So let me challenge you with that, to look at the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In fact, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is incumbent upon every believer, even as I speak today. May I suggest to you that we seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You'll not find the truth on MSNBC. You'll not hear the truth out of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, or the others. But we need to seek the truth, to listen to the truth, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, defend it, even to death. Truth found in the Word of God. In Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It is the truth of the Word of God that should be paramount in our lives today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time can answer all of your, the staff can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Town knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right here in the heart of Manion, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment, closed on Sunday so that the staff of Tools for Time can worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word intended it for us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment today. Wait for an interview. See what God does in placing you in the family. Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you today on this broadcast, if you'd like to ask questions about eschatological, theological, prophetic scripture, be delighted to respond to your questions. If you'd like to ask and respond to the subject of today, we're talking about the coming war with Russia. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, the area code is 904, 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, I really believe that what we're finding today is the old magician's trick. You know, don't pay attention to the left hand, just see what the right hand is doing. So while our eyes and our hearts and our minds are riveted to the social economic picture, while we're concerned about the colossal fuel prices and the shortages of everything that we need today, including baby formula, the high prices of our food and clothing and housing, we're missing, I believe, the most important issues. The Biden administration continues to appease Iran, offer up phony threats to Russia, and at the same time pouring trillions of dollars into Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the stage is being set. The pieces of the puzzle are being put into place. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the players are already speaking out and voicing their plans for what we would call, biblically speaking, war with Russia. Today, it appears that America is not aware of the facts that we're rushing headlong toward the future of a war with Russia. Before we look at the text today and we talk about some of the peripheral issues on the text, looking at an article says, title of the article, "Is the United States going to war with Russia?" As the crisis over the Ukraine escalates, a nascent war movement is demanding that the United States avoid war with Russia. The movement of U.S. troops into Eastern Europe supplying weapons and equipment to Ukraine. The situation today is like that in 2003. When the United States began preparation for the war in Iraq, but the United States is the United States preparing for war with Russia is the question that is being postulated, and I believe the answer to that question is yes. We may be doing it unknowingly, we may be doing it unwittingly, but ladies and gentlemen, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia is going to lead a five-nation coalition against Israel, and it will blossom into a global war, world war. They will have the coalition, ladies and gentlemen, be Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. And when you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it's what God is going to be doing. God says, I will do this, I will do that. It is God speaking of what God is going to do in relationship to bringing Russia and its five-nation coalition against Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to musher him into a global war. And the end result of that is it will move into what is called the Battle of Armageddon. The war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is not the Battle of Armageddon, but it will rumble into that. Remember, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, there will be wars and rumors of wars. The word rumors means rumblings. Wars and rumblings of wars shall take place. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we will find ourselves as a nation entangled in World War III, which is the war with Russia. We're watching what is happening in the Ukraine today, simply the fuse being lit to go into that ultimate war with Russia on a global basis. I believe we have Fred on the line. Fred, go with your question or comments, please.
Brother Youngblood, yes, thank you so much for your show. The war with Russia, I believe what you're saying, it might be true, just like it might not be, but that will make a lot of people in the USA turn back to God if there is a war. There will be great fear. So I'm thinking that's probably a good thing for people to turn back to God. Now, I really appreciate what you say about John Huss and about the truth, that the more we speak truth, the more people will be against the people who speak truth. And the last thing is Jesus is truth. He said he was truth, correct?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
So that's basically it. Like I said, hopefully bombs do come over and a lot of people will get on their knees and repent, because sometimes that's what it takes. When Israel would turn from God, God would send the enemy to start messing them up, and then they woke up and they got on their knees and repented.
Absolutely. In fact, you'll recall the early days we've been doing a proxy war with Russia now for five and a half months since the invasion of Ukraine. We've sent trillions of dollars of weaponry over there to them, and trillions of dollars have been, I believe, squandered over there. But you recall the early days of the war in Ukraine, your Ukrainian people were crying out for Bibles. The Ukrainian Bible college professors were saying, we need more Bibles. It brought them to their knees physically, militarily, and it has caused them to turn to God. So you're exactly right, brother, and I believe that's exactly what we're going to see take place in America. And when you study Ezekiel 38 and 39 very carefully, you find that it's God's hand, it's God's doing. God said he's going to put a hook in the jaw of Gog and Magog, and that's talking about Russia and the Russian leadership. And God is the one that's going to draw them into that ultimate total global battle, and we'll call it World War III, if you like. But you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. And all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up. But I believe God will use that to get the world's attention, and especially America, to get our attention, that we might turn our eyes back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article that is very, very clear. It says Russia is preparing for the big, colossal war, says the major general. Russian state television has again pushed the idea that the war in Ukraine could escalate, with one guest warning that it would be preparing for the ultimate colossal conflict involving NATO. Programs on the channel Russia One have repeatedly promoted the prospect of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and going beyond its borders into other nations. When asked whether Russia was holding back on taping its military resources, was because President Vladimir Putin was keeping them free for potential fight with NATO. In other words, some have asked, is Russia holding back on its military resources in order to use them for the future with a battle with NATO? NATO, if you, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and as you know, if Russia attacks any one of the ones in NATO, that brings America into the ultimate battle. This article says, then, we have to consider every option up to a big, colossal war, says Vladimir Putin. So we are looking at, ladies and gentlemen, what I believe is the promulgating stages, the absolute opening stages, the salvo opening, salvo being fired, if you will, going into what will ultimately be the war with Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, so what are some of the evidences of the eventual war with Russia? What are some of the evidences of that taking place? Well, first of all, we find God says it. It's in God's word. It's what the Bible says. Now, some might believe it, some may disbelieve it, but I believe, ladies and gentlemen, every word in the book called the Bible. If the Bible had said that Jonah swallowed the whale rather than the whale swallowing Jonah, I would believe it, because God's word says it. That settles it, whether we understand it or whether we grasp it and adhere to it or not. But it is coming. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, as it names the nations that will be the coalitions coming together with Russia, it makes it very, very clear what God is going to be doing in that sense. It says in verse 21 to 38, I will call for a sword. I will plead against him with pestilences. It goes on and on. I am the Lord. I will turn thee back. I will smite thee with the bow. It goes on and on throughout 38 and 39. It is at the hand of God, ladies and gentlemen. And so what we must understand is that if the eschatological prophetic text says it, it is so, and it shall take place, but it is God that is ultimately in control. Ladies and gentlemen, Russia is angry, aggressive, armed, and anxious, moving, I believe, toward a five-nation alignment that will then carry out the truth of what Ezekiel 38 and 39 says. May I just take a moment, give you a little statistical data about Russia. I'm reading from a fact sheet developed for my pulpit to work on this subject many years now. Russia, some interesting facts. 1/6 of the world's landmass, 8.6 million square miles, over two continents, 11 time zones, over 289 million people, about 85 ethnic groups, many languages, a variety of customs and religions. 12 different ethnic groups account for 89% of the population. Russia has a 4,500-mile border with China. China has over 1 billion people. Russian territory today is larger than China and Europe and the United States all combined. And I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, Russia will be used of God for God's purpose of getting the attention of his people, especially the Jewish people. God knows how to bring our nation, ladies and gentlemen, to a point of getting our attention. God knows how to get any nation to its knees that it might recognize God. God knows what to do in relationship to getting our attention today as a nation. There's a number of headlines that I'm going to bring to our attention in a moment. But let me first go through the basic thoughts in relationship to the allied nations, the five allied nations that will join with Russia. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, these countries are all, let me say this, all of the nations, the five allied nations that will go with Russia, follow Russia in the invasion of Israel and beyond, that leads into the ultimate cataclysmic battle, that is the final world war, and then into the war, the absolute final battle, the war of battle of Armageddon. First of all is Persia. The scripture says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, that's modern Iran. It will also include Iraq. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, right at this very moment, Iran is in control of what happens politically in Iraq. There's not been a, quote, president or prime minister for Iraq now for almost a year, and it's because Iran is intervening and preventing any coalition of a governing body because they want to control Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran and Iraq combined makes up old Persia. Iran has been allied with Russia from way, way back. Iran secretly holds the major nuclear technology today. By the way, I'll talk about that further in this broadcast. As you know, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, has been wanting to reignite, to restart the 2015 Iranian nuclear treaty, and it's what President Trump took us out of, and he did so correctly, in my opinion. But Biden has been on his knees begging and pleading with the Ayatollahs to let us go back into that agreement. they have been laughing at Joe Biden, laughing at America, laughing at any other nation that thought that they should do that, because, ladies and gentlemen, they've been on the fast track for developing a nuclear weapon for several, several years, and I personally believe they already have it. They're now admitting, and I'll read the articles in a moment, they're now admitting that they can do so within a 30, 60, 90-day period of time, but I believe it. They already have that. Persia, Iran, has the Straits of Hormuz, ladies and gentlemen, between Iran and Oman, the narrowest point just 45 miles wide. Most of the world's oil passes through that strait. The border, the Iran borders on Russia by 1,350 miles. And then the other nation that allies with Russia, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, is Ethiopia. That's modern Sudan. 35 million is the population. All are Islamically dominated. Libya, known today as Libya, ties with Russia, and Russia stands with Libya in the UN. Anytime Libya is challenged or criticized, Russia stands with them. A good example of that, ladies and gentlemen, is Benghazi. It's the result of the Obama military and Clinton overthrow of the of Gaddafi, and then running guns and weapons and military equipment from Libya via Benghazi to Syria for the U.S.-backed Syrian Free Army, used that to overthrow Assad. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a great connectivity to these nations that we see mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And one of the major connective points, ladies and gentlemen, is that they're either Islamic or controlled by Islam. And we'll talk about that further in this broadcast. And that needs to be understood, that that's one of the key elements in ethnicity that brings this about with the coalition. Then there's Gomer, the scripture calls it in Ezekiel 38 and 39. That's modern Germany. Today, Germany is on the very verge of being totally dominated by Islam. In fact, some of the reports I've read says that Germany's military is about 51% Islamic today. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Germany is totally dependent upon Russia for Russian oil. And yet Germany had shut down all of its nuclear energy plants. Germany had started going with the Green Deal that's been promulgated by Joe Biden and Barack Obama for some times. And now as a result of that, they're finding that they are having to have major blackouts and brownouts with energy. And most all of Europe, Germany is hit probably the hardest at this present time. But it's my most humble opinion, by winter time in Germany, if Russia decides to shut the oil completely off, which they're talking about now, if they do that, Germany will freeze to death. Germany will be in a position that will be a pawn in the hand of Russia to jump when Russia says jump and say, hi, hi, do you want me to jump? Ladies and gentlemen, Germany is going to be part of the five-nation coalition that will come against little Israel, those that inhabited the lands, ladies and gentlemen. The land of Russia is identified as Germany. It was Russia's Gorbachev that allowed the Berlin Wall to be torn down and allowed the East and the West Germany to reunite, which had been divided since World War II. Gomer and all her bands, the scripture says, is talking about Germany. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we see the stage being set with that today. And then the Bible says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Temogar, that is talking about modern Turkey and Syria today. Both of these countries are Islamic. Both oppose and hate Israel and America. And all of the nations that invade Israel, would, along with Russia, will be Islamic and anti-Jewish. Anti-Jewish. That's the high motivation, that, as I see it, ladies and gentlemen, in relationship to what is going to take place. And we see the stage being set today very clearly. I'm looking at an article. It says, Turkey, Russia, reach a framework on shipping Ukrainian wheat this month. The article says, Russia's war with Ukraine has sparked food shortages around the globe. Turkey reached the framework of an agreement with Russia recently to get wheat stuck in the ports in Ukraine out by ship before the end of this month. Three sources confirmed that with Fox Business News. Further, it says they say that the final agreement would allow the wheat in the silos at the port cities in Ukraine to sail out of the Black Sea for delivery around the globe. All three sources independently cautioned that Turkey is negotiating with Russia. Hear me, Turkey negotiating with Russia. you realize it was Turkey that did not want Finland and Sweden to come into NATO. It was Turkey that then made the decision that it will be okay and allowed their yes vote in the UN to allow Finland and Sweden to come into NATO. It's Turkey that is heavily aligned now with Russia. And we'll talk about that in a moment because, ladies and gentlemen, right now, Turkey and Russia, Putin and Erdogan, are in heavy negotiations for not just the release and allowing Finland and Sweden to go into NATO, but now to release the wheat that will be that's been blockaded in the ports of Ukraine. This article further says, with food shortages popping up around the globe, it now appears a final agreement could be at the hand of the wheat shipping out in the next few weeks out of Turkey, agreeing with Russia, and they're joining in agreement to ship the wheat out of Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you have thought, could you have imagined that somehow, some way, this would be taking place today at this particular time? Ladies and gentlemen, since the breakup of the USSR, Vladimir Putin has sought to reassimilate all the territory and reclaim the power that he once had when it was held by Russia. With the election of Barack Obama, ladies and gentlemen, all global power has shifted. Most of it, not all nations either, outright hate America. Most of these nations, ladies and gentlemen, they hate America and they hate Israel, if not all nations that hate outright America and Israel. They reject America as being the national strength. America's weakness, ladies and gentlemen, I believe is called a vacuum of power. And today, Russia, under the leadership of Putin, has assumed influence and power and control and recognition that most people, including all, in my opinion, all, hear me, all American politicians never thought or believed possible. In recent years, the world has witnessed the Russian bear rising up and aggressively marching across all of the USSR former geographical territory and trying to reclaim it, reassimilate it into a state. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what Putin has in mind. I believe that's what he's had in mind since he became head of Russia. And he's been in that position and can stay in that position because keep in mind their election system is very much like the 2020 election in America. It's totally rigged. Russian President Putin comes out with the majority of the votes every time there's an election because the electronic system that's run for that election apparently is carried out by the same people that handled the American elections in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Russia is seeking surveillance drones from Iran, a top Biden aide says. Iran prepares to supply Russia with surveillance drones, according to the U.S. Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, said that Russia was seeking hundreds of surveillance drones from Iran, including those capable of firing missiles to use in the war against Ukraine. I'll look further at this article in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But we see the coalition of powers now with Russia dealing with Turkey, supposedly about the wheat out of Ukraine. We see Russia reaching out and negotiating a deal with Iran to produce drones. And ladies and gentlemen, when I share with you some further information about these drones and what Russia is doing with the military power and with the drones that will be capable of firing missiles and with surveillance, they are now asking Iran to provide hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them for the Russian military power. Ladies and gentlemen, it puts America in the, if you please, the crosshairs of anything that Russia would want to do. We're watching the big bear called Russia, and it's aggressive. Russia is angry. Russia is aggressive. Russia is awaiting the opportunity to strike out. And with the five-nation coalition, it shall take place, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, in the very near future. And let me say this once again, the footnote to my statements. What we have seen in Ukraine is simply the spark that lights the candle, that lights the fire for the Russian invasion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.